0011. Selected. Dendrica 1 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless autoshunt acquired. Uploading. Opus Machina. The lighter put down on the flight deck of the Arc Mechanicus vessel Opus Machina, with all the slick urgency its cockpit-interfaced slave servitor could manage. As the rear ramp descended, Haldron 44 Stryker strode out and across the hangar. His footsteps thudded into the deck plates with rhythmic insistence, forcing 10 Victro Tiberiacs to hurry from the lighter to catch up. As the two Scutari officers made their way through the hump shuttles and landers being maneuvered around the flight deck by tracked conveyors, the void beyond the hangar was obscured by the vessels of a Mechanicus fleet. Arc cruisers, explorator vessels, Mechanicus heavy frigates, armed Arc fighters, adamantyclads, and forge tenders. The fleet was dominated, however, by troop carriers of the Legionis Scutari, like the command carrier Basilica that Stryker and Tiberiax had just left.
"Is it wise to question the Fabricator Locum in this way, sir?" Tiberiax transmitted.
Marching through the Arc Mechanicus was like traversing a small city. The vessel was bustling with tech priests and underlings going about their staid business. Stryker strode through armies of servitors, deck menials, crew constructs, engine seers and magi, taking crowded passages, stairwells and elevators up to the command deck. Scutari were posted as sentries, members of the Rho Micron 363 Hyspasi, serving as cybernetic armsmen aboard the Opus Machina. The Scutari offered salutes in the form of new spheric blurts as the officers passed, acknowledging Haldron 44 Stryker's rank and position as expeditionary commander.
"The fleet is fragmented," Stryker returned, as Tiberiax followed him through the labyrinthine interior of the Mechanicus capital ship. "The Opus Machina might have successfully translated, but only half of the Scutari carriers made it through."
"It was a rough warp translation," Tiberiax admitted.
"And the journey little better."
"What of our mass conveyors and super-heavy transports? Our Titan battle groups? Our Ordinatus war machines?" Stryker said.
"This is a catastrophe.
And what of the Archmagos?"
"I'm sure they have just been delayed in the warp, Primus," Tiberiax said, attempting to offer some kind of reassurance.
"Archmagos, Tokora, and the rest of the fleet will join us presently."
"If they haven't been destroyed," Stryker sent back,
"or sent thousands of light-years off course by some immaterial tempest or perversity of the warp.
Even the Basilica's navigator admitted that the meteorology was unusual."
"Affirmative," 10 Victro Tiberiacs admitted. "Those are, of course, possibilities, too.
We can at least give thanks to the Omnisire that the test device is safe on board. Can you imagine the loss? The first Imperial bomb to be crafted in centuries, claimed by the warp. Such a tragedy would not have been without irony."
"That's just it," Haldron 44 Stryker told him as they arrived on the busy command deck. "I don't think the Geller device is still safe on board."